They must be accorded. Princes grant them, but in reality it is the force of things which gives them. A profound truth, and one useful to know, which the Stuarts did not suspect in 1662, and which the Bourbons did not even obtain a glimpse of in 1814. The predestined family, which returned to France when Napoleon fell, had the fatal simplicity to believe that it was itself which bestowed, and that what it had bestowed it could take back again, that the House of Bourbon possessed the right divine, that France possessed nothing, and that the political right conceded in the chart of Louis XVIII was merely a branch of the right divine, was detached by the House of Bourbon and graciously given to the people until such day as it should please the king to reassume it. Still, the House of Bourbon should have felt, from the displeasure created by the gift, that it did not come from it. This house was churlish to the 19th century. It put on an ill-tempered look at every development of the nation. To make use of trivial word, that is to say, of a popular and a true word, it looked glum. The people saw this. It thought it possessed strength because the empire had been carried away before it like a theatrical stage setting. It did not perceive that it had itself been brought in the same fashion. It did not perceive that it also lay in that hand which had removed Napoleon.